We're on. We left off in the Gemara. We had finished analyzing the previous sugya. There was just a story. What is the story at the end of your Chesed Beis? Hahu da amrlu la asar kis vegetle ishti chasum v'treimi na v'yome v'inach v'kan v'ad asara yome. Also, the Kami de Rishu, which is exactly the case that we had just been discussing of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Also, the Kami de Rishu, but Levi, Armalei, Kedai, Hu, Rav Shimon, Lismach, Olav, Bishas, Hadchak. What's that? he said, okay, we could be Somech on Rav Shimon, Bishas, Hadchak, meaning this was a get that was signed, like in the Mishnah. It was written early, with the earlier date, and signed later. It was signed after 10 days. And therefore, it's Machlokes with Rav Shimon and Chacham. So he said, we can rely on Rav Shimon b'Shas Hadchak. Apparently, what was the Shas Hadchak? That it would be an Aguna, she couldn't get another get. Okay. But Amar Reish Lakish l'Hechsher, Rav Shimon ala Alto, Mekan Rav Sar Yamim Lo. But didn't Reish Lakish say that Rav Shimon was only Machshav if there was no time for Pius, if it was that night, but not 10 days later? But Rav Yochanan's really not. Rav Yeshua ben Levi held like Rav Yochanan that Rav Shimon was Machshav even 10 days later, and therefore Rav Shimon would be Machshav 10 days later, and he could be Sonkan of Mishas Hadchak. But Amar Rav Yochanan, Shayim Misham Edim Vekulim Misham Tanai. But if he held like Rav Yochanan, then two were Edim, and the other eight are just Tanai, so Ataka wasn't signed late, because we only care about the first two. So why did he worry about this in the first place? But Reish Lakish, if you're laying that, Rav Shimon Levi held like Reish Lakish. So he held like Reish Lakish, they're all Edim, so Ataka was signed later. But he held like Rav Yochanan, that Rav Shimon is Machshir, if it's signed much later, and he relied on Rav Shimon B'Shas HaTchak. Says the Mishnah, Bakol Kosim, you can use any kind of ink, meaning as opposed to a Sefer Torah, where you have to use Dio, right? Sefer Torah, you're only allowed to use Dio. What does Dio mean? It seems from Tosfos that Dio means a specific ink, which the recipe is given in Shas. While the Rambam paskins, Dio means any black ink, but not other colors. Okay, so, but clearly, you can't write a Sefer Torah with everything. Either you have to use a very specific kind of ink, or you have to use at least a very specific color, black, not blue or red or green. But a get, you can write in any ink and in any color, right? V'dio, b'sam, b'sikra, v'kumus, v'kan kantom, v'chol davar shu shakayama, and any permanent ink. But you can't use fruit juice or you can't use drinks or fruit juice or any type of ink that fades and disappears and is temporary. Ala kol kosvin, where it's going to take us a little while to get to the Gemara's analysis of this. Ala ol shel zayis, ala karen shel para, v'nosan l'asat para. You can write on an olive leaf or on a horn of a cow and give her the cow. A yachal of nosan los eved. You can even write on the arm of a eved and give her the eved. Or Yosef Levi says no. In kosan lo davar sheish ruachayim lo ala ochlin. He says no. You can't be food or anything live. It has to be a safer, a regular kind of object. Okay, but those technicalities or those interesting issues we'll get to a little later. We'll stick right now with the ksiva. So, the Gemara has a very clear rule, which is that it needs to be davar hamiskayim. The Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara goes into it a little. Dio means diosa, just translates all these things to Aramaic. Not all that helpful for us who don't speak Aramaic. And sam means sama, and sikra amra rachana means sakarta shema, and kumos means kuma, and kankantom amra rachana rishwal charta de. Ushkafi, it's the shoemaker's black that they would use for their shoes. Okay, the closest goes into some of the details of exactly what chemical these are. We'll just leave it at they're all permanent inks of varying colors. Uvacholdav shemeskayim lasuyei mai. What is that coming? It's an extra unnecessary line to include what lasuyei hadasani rechaninah kasu meitaria ve'achta kosher. That it's even kosher if you use meitaria and. And afta meitaria Rashi brings to opinions. Either it means rainwater. It's a little tricky what rainwater is, meaning rainwater, if it's water, obviously water is not a permanent ink. So some of the other Rishonim, when they quote, they say, no, it means, you have to go back to their houses. Rainwater that collected on the roof and absorbed chemicals, color dyes from the roof materials, and then drip down into your house. Okay, I guess we have their kind of roofs. Then that rainwater would be a permanent dye, or perhaps it means water that you soak gallnuts in. Afta is also seems to be some sort of gallnut juice, right? From afatzim, like afatzim with an ayin. If meitaria means gallnut juice, what's it in the entire and afta? Anyone notice that?
Right?
No, that's what we have the Masifta for. What does the Masifta say Afta means?
So the juice of the actual nut and the other one is soaking.
One is where you soak and one is the juice of the actual nut. Okay. That sounds right. Okay, great. Okay, in any case, these are permanent inks. Tani Rav Chiya, kasva ba'avar b'shichor of shachar or b'shichor kasher. It's also kasher views avar, shachar, and shichor. Avar means lead, right? That's something we're familiar with. And shachar and shichor are not 100% clear. Shachar means coals. Shichor, Rashi says, means Karta de Ushkafi, which would then be the same as Kankanto. Not so clear. The Rambam actually paskins that since Avar, Shachar, and Shichor are not in the Mishnah, and not even what is included by the extra line in the Mishnah, maybe they're only B'dieved, because I guess they're similar to temporary inks. Rashi would obviously disagree, because Rashi says Avar, Shachar, and Shichor. Shichor is the same as Kankanto, and it's L'chachila. Okay, but let's get to the principle of the matter.
More asking Kol Dvarim Miskayim, so I would add the other. Why all these? Why do we need examples for it? Kol Dvarim Miskayim is Beseder, so we don't need any examples.
Okay, it's a good question, but I might answer that Miskayim is a funny getter, meaning what does permanent mean? Right? Bimchilas Kavod of Osmandius. Nothing is actually permanent. So what is temporary, what is permanent? So you have to draw the line someplace, right? In Hilchos Shabbos, we have a whole discussion where to draw the line between temporary and permanent. So I assume the reason they need to list these things is because everything lasts a certain amount of time and not further than that. So we have to know where to draw the line as to how permanent is, which inks are permanent enough that even if they're not as permanent as they could be, they're still permanent, and which inks are really temporary. Also another discussion on the Nosekela and the Beis Shmuel and the Bach have is what if it partially fades, right? Meaning there's some inks that last forever, but they partially fade, and then where do you draw the line? So I assume the reason we need lasugya, these various things, is because there's different degrees of permanence, and we have to know where to draw the line.
I understand what you're saying, then let's say we find this type of liquid that can be used for writing. That's not mentioned here.
No, Pashut would be okay.
But
Pashut would be okay.
We have to see whether it's more permanent.
Yes, exactly. If it was as permanent as the things mentioned here, that would be our test. If it's as permanent as the things mentioned here, then it's okay. If it's less permanent than the things mentioned here, then it would not be okay, which is why they had to give so many things. Okay.
But then he's got the low chiyuvim, so it's like he gets both excluded.
Then what if you have an excluded middle? Then it's a good question. One would hope, I haven't done any of the experiments myself, one would hope that if you took the things that are no good and the things that are good, ones would be like up to here and the others would be up to here and there wouldn't be much in between. One would hope, but I haven't done the experiments myself. Okay, now, the more interesting question to us, I think, is why do you need ksiva miskayemes? Why do you need ksiva bedover shehu shel kayama? Why do you need to write with permanent ink? I understand why you need to write, because the Torah says v'chasav la. But why do you need to write with permanent ink as opposed to temporary ink? So the simple pshat would So according to Rabbi Meir, it's pashat, says Joel, because the whole point of Rabbi Meir is perhaps the whole point of Rabbi Meir, if you certainly took a muchum mitocho derech, or maybe even if you didn't, if you said you're mashlim the muchach from the tvisa, etc., then it has to be a proof. If you look at Gittin as creating a proof, then a proof has to be permanent, otherwise it's not a very good proof. That is one possibility. So you could say that get is all about the long-term effect of this, having this around for the long term to prove something later. That is one possibility. We'll see that's not the Rambam's possibility. How do I know that's not the Rambam's possibility? Because the Gemara discusses that the permanence of the ink. However, there's another issue. Even if the ink is permanent, what if you write with very, very permanent ink on a temporary surface, right? For example, and this sounds like a strange example, but it's actually the example discussed by Tosos. What if I write with a very, very permanent ink? I go to the art store, I get a pen, an archival pen that the last 8,000 years, right? But I write it on a...
lettuce.
I write it, exactly, on a piece of lettuce. Right? So I get iceberg lettuce, so it'll be smooth, right? Romaine lettuce. Ugh, how am I going to get the letters right? I write it on iceberg lettuce or endives, you know, very easy to write on. And the ink will last 8,000 years, but the lettuce will rot in 2 weeks. So says Tosos, and after Chafalafon days, al Ola Shal Zayis, really commenting on our Mishnah. Tosos says, Davka Ola Shal Zayis, for Kayos Vayim Miskayim. Of course, the surface also has to be Miskayim. Kiditanya b'tosefta al olah shel zayis v'chorav u'dlas v'chol darashu shel kayam akasher v'al olah shel krishin v'tzolim v'al v'rodim v'al yirakos v'chol darashu inu shel kayam apostle. He quotes a tosefta. Seems to be a slam dunk. It has to be with permanent ink on a permanent surface. But if it's permanent ink on a temporary surface, then that doesn't help because it is not permanent. The strange part about this is that this seems to make perfect sense, but it is not the shita of the Rambam. Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says, "Ein hakosef chayev ad sheyichtov v'davar aroshim va'omed." You're only chayev on Shabbos if you write in something permanent. Like, and starts quoting our mission, Yo Shachar, Sikra, Komos, Kalkantos, Peyotzvan, V'yichtov al Dover Miskayim. In Hilchas Shabbos, it needs to be Miskayim ink and Miskayim surface. Kiyon Or, Klach, Nirvei, Itvei, Yilav, Al Kosev, Dover, She Ingrishim, Omeid, Kiyon Mashkin, Omeid, Peyros, Osha Kosev, Dib Yovik, Yotzvah, Al Ola Yurakos. Right? The Rambam Hilchas Shabbos says what Tosus wants him to say. Ah, if you write with permanent ink on lettuce, Alei Yurakot, then you're Potter. Okay, because it's a temporary writing. However, when it comes to Hilchos Girushin, the Rambam, when it comes to Hilchos Girushin, the Rambam says, Ketzad, Kotev al Hanir Hamachuk, V'al Hadifra, V'al Acheres, V'al, he's talking about Dover Sava Yachal is Dayef, which is only kosher to Edim Sira. Val ha'olin, okay, and then he continues, val ha'al ha'al yadu shal eved, val karen kapara, shal para, etc. Right? What is his examples? Niyar machot, diftera, cheres, alin. He says alin stan. He says all leaves. Now, the Rambam knows from Hilchas Shabbos, right? The Rambam remembered what he wrote in Hilchas Shabbos, right? He knows from Hilchas Shabbos that not all leaves are okay. Right, that Alei Yirakot are temporary. And yet, the Rambam allowed all leaves. He could have quoted the Mishnah, right, Alei Shel Yerek, and instead he said leaves. In general, when the Rambam just quotes directly the Lashon of Chazal, then the Achronim argue, the Brisker say one should nonetheless be Medayik in every letter, and some say if he's just quoting a Mishnah, if he's just quoting a Maimer from the Gemara, you can't be Medayik why he chose that example. He's just quoting many I've heard him say. When the Rambam quotes exactly what it says in Shas, no more, no less, you can't be medayik why he picked this word. He's using the example Chazal used. But when the Rambam changes the lashon of what's quoted in Shas, then he obviously means it very bedavka. In Shas, it said, Ale shel zayit. Now that the Tosefta said, right, only this kind of leaves and not that kind of leaves. And nonetheless, the Rambam just alin said leaves generally. Obviously, the Rambam meant the bedavka. So the Rambam apparently thinks that while for Hilchos Shabbos you need to write bid davar hamet kayim al gabi davar hamet kayim, in Gittin you need to write bid davar hamet kayim, but it doesn't have to be al davar hamet kayim. That seems to be very, very clear in the opinion of the Rambam.
Everybody got his problem. The Rambam passed it like Rabbi Lazar to Gittin, and he passed it that you need Melech Machshavas for Shabbos.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, fair enough. Give me a second. I just want to point out that the Magen Mishnah uses this to explain another strange theory in the Rambam, that the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, in the very next halacha, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, that he quotes two different ways of writing on leather. Hakorea et or chayev, if you rip letters into leather, you're a chayev. That means take a penknife, you know, and just cut letters into them. Haroshim al or kitab nitav potter, but if you... You. What's the English word for roshim as opposed to korea? You score the you don't cut through the leather. If you cut through the leather, that's korea, right? I have a piece of leather and I cut through. Hello, that's chayiv on Shabbos. If I don't cut through, I just make an indentation, you know, like a sirtut, in the leather. Then I am putter. Why am I putter? L'chora, I am putter because it is temporary, right? Because when you do sirtut into the leather, it will wear off. L'chora. However, when it comes to gittin, the Rambam says very explicitly, Hamakareya al ha'or ketavnit ktav, osher ashamalor tavnit ktav harizek asher. The Rambam again explicitly differentiates gittin from Hilchos Shabbos. In Shabbos, roshim al or is putter. Gittin, Roshem al Ha'or is kosher. So basically, Roshem al Ha'or doesn't count as ksiva for Shabbos, but it does count as ksiva for get. And why is that? So the Magen Mishnah says, Tama on the Ramban. And he says, it must be, this is the Rambam, L'shitase by Olesh Olzayas, by Olin. The Rambam, just like he holds that get is different from Hilchos Shabbos, le'inyan writing on leaves, vegetable, on lettuce, likewise, get is different from Shabbos, le'inyan roshim. What does he mean? The Brichadash explicates this a little. It says, the Rambam clearly holds you need to write bidavar hamid kayim. However, it doesn't need to be al gabi davar hamid kayim. What does that mean? You need to use good ink, but it could be on a surface that... it could be on a surface that will rot and disappear. Likewise, you need to use a good, if you don't use ink, you need to scratch it in. Scratching something in is like an davar hamiskayim. However, there are some surfaces that when you scratch them in, the scratch will remain forever. Some surfaces, when you scratch them in, the scratch will gradually wear away, but it's the same scratch, right? The same etching. Right, I can etch, for example, in the Sefer Torah. You see, they etch the sirtut in the Sefer Torah. 100 years later, you'll still see that sirtut. Yeah, I don't know, 1,000 years later, but okay, let's assume 100 years later is good enough to be considered permanent. It happens to be on leather as opposed to treated parchment, etc. If you etch it in, it could be that a year later you won't see it anymore. But that is really the fault of the surface. You know, that failure is attributed to the surface and not to the method of writing. And therefore, says the Rambam, forget all you need is a good method, a permanent method of writing. It doesn't matter if the surface will last or if the surface will preserve the writing that's on it. While by Shabbos, you need the whole result to be permanent. Why by Shabbos do you need the whole result to be permanent? That's very clear, right? Here's the Rambam. What's the shape of the Rambam? By Shabbos, you need, and this is everyone, by Shabbos, you need Siva. Bidavar hamit kayim, al gabi davar hamit kayim. But when it comes to get, you need ktiva. Bidavar hamit kayim, that's our Mishnah, but our Mishnah never says... Al-Gabit Dabar Hemes Kayim. Why is that? So the Rambam would say, because the word, the getter of the Masektiva, a Masektiva only refers to how you write. It does not refer to the surface. A Masektiva is a Masektiva if you write in a permanent ink or with etching, which is the permanent method of writing, regardless of the surface. The Masektiva is defined by the ink, not the surface, or by the depth of etching, not by whether the surface erodes the etching. So that's what he said. He would say, Masektiva is defined only by the ink, not by the surface. So why on Shabbos are you, what? Why on Shabbos are you only chayiv the surface? Well, last, no, this is because Meleches Machshaves requires a lasting result. And if the surface erodes, then the result doesn't last. You've done a Maisek Siva, but it's not enough for you to do a good Maisek Siva to be chayiv on Shabbos. Shabbos, you do a Maisek Siva, Siva b'derech Meleches Machshaves. And anything that will disappear after 2 weeks is not Meleches Machshaves, regardless of whether or not it's a Maisek Siva. That's the sheet of the Rambam that I think is pretty poshut.
Isn't it possible to say that by yet you would need
It is possible, and the Rambam interestingly doesn't. Right? Now the question is, what about Tosfos? Right? Says Tosfos, Shabbos unik siva bedavar hamiskayim al gabe davar hamiskayim. And by get, you also need ksiva bedavar hamiskayim al gabe davar hamiskayim. So what is the Svar of Tosos? Here, we can't prove what the Svar of Tosos is, but I think one could go two very, very different ways in explaining the Svar of Tosos. One way is that Tosos disagrees with Rambam about the gender of what's the definition of the word?
Ktiva.
One way is to say, no, these both have the same reason. He disagrees about, right, green is machlokes together ktiva. What does Tosa say? Tosa says that masek ktiva is defined by the ink and the surface. And therefore, it's only called kotev if you write with permanent ink on a permanent surface. Therefore, since get requires v'chatzav la, you need permanent ink, permanent surface. Since Shabbos, one of the 39 Shabbos Malachos, is kotev, you're only chayev if you use permanent ink, permanent surface. That's one way. The other way to explain, and I really can't prove either way. It would be nice if I could, but I can't. It's a short two-line Tosos. Is that, no, Tosos agrees with the Rambam about the getter of Masek Tiva. He disagrees about get. Machlokes the made get. What do I mean? My sektiva only involves the ink. Right? But Lekuli alma, geder ktiva, taloi rak, the, I don't know how to say ink, because I don't want to say dio, that's a specific part of ink in our sugya. Right? What? Okay. The ink. Fine. What do I mean by this? And then Shabbos is because Meleches Machshaves requires a lasting effect. It's not because of Maisek Siva that you require a lasting effect. And his first shot is Tosfos holds only because of Maisek Siva, the whole thing lasts. No, Maisek Siva is if you use ink. It doesn't matter whether the item will last a long time or not. Why do you need to last a long time on Shabbos? It needs to last a long time. So I'm like, Shabbos is not professional work. And then get it needs to last a long time because perhaps you could say definition. I mean, here you go, perhaps two ways. But it's a specific didn't get that needs to last a long time. Why? Either, right? Basically, specific didn't Shabbos, specific didn't get. Either safer means a lasting surface, You could say it's been safer. Safer means the surface that lasts. The surface that doesn't last is not called a safer. Or, which might be another way of saying the same thing, right? Like Joel suggested beforehand, even though he only suggested for Meir, maybe the point is, Bein l'Rav Meir, Bein l'Rav Elazar, right? Remember, we saw the Rav Elchanan all the way at the beginning of the year, who said, even Rav Elazar ate a Masir Karti, he still views the shtar as a proof. It's just a proof when you bring in the Eidei Mesira and they back it up, right? It reminds the Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Mesira back up it, and or because Kinyan Shtar is about having a proof, right? Well, I say and or, maybe that's why it needs a safer, or maybe, you know, you can do them separately. So the Tosos, why does Tosos agree with the Rambam? Might just be arguing about what Kosev means, or no. Rambam says Kosev doesn't require a specific surface, just a special didn't get. And Tosos says Kosev doesn't require a special surface, just a special didn't. Sorry. Rambam says Ketiva doesn't care what the surface is, just a special didn't Shabbos. Maybe Tosos also agrees Ketiva doesn't care what the surface is. It's a special didn't Shabbos and didn't get. Maybe because of Sefer, just the technicality, or maybe what Sefer is coming to tell us is that it's all about having a proof you can use. Later, Joel quotes the man yom du yom rabim. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara later on. It's controversial whether the man yom du yom rabim applies to get or not. But it could, or even if it doesn't, it could. You know, some similar idea could apply to get. In which case, we could have a very, very fundamental machlokas going on here. So what's the etzem machlokas between Tosos and the Rambam? Could be very technical machlokas. What does the word katav mean in halachic terminology? Or it could be a very fundamental machloket. How do we look at get? Something we discussed last time already. The Rambam would fit what we said last time. Get is Eidei Mesira Ikar is not about a proof at all. It's just about sending a message. And that's why you need a Masek Tiva, but it doesn't matter if it's going to disintegrate in 2 weeks. While the Tosos might be the opinion that no, get is not just about sending a message. It's more along the lines of what we think of a shtar. It's about having a piece of paper you could put in your pocket and refer to later. And if so, then it makes sense that the surface needs to last.
We talked about having proof, but there's other ways of having proof. We talked about when the Isha, when the Zman isn't right, and we said what she should have done is gone to Bestin and have them write a shofar that she had a get at such and such time. Even if you have a get that's not going to last, she should know to take it to Bestin and have them write a...
No. So
nowadays, they've shared up and...
Yes,
written.
But I don't mean by this that... practically, she won't be able to prove it. She will be able to prove it. What I mean is that it could be that the nature of Kinyan Shtar, that was about Zman. The Shtar is a Shtar. It's just a side point of Zman. The side point of Zman, you solve the problem. Here, I mean, it could be the whole nature of a Shtar is only called a Shtar if it's a proof that can last. Not because otherwise you don't have any other option. You have another option. But it's not called a Shtar if it's not something that lasts. You know, and that's what I mean. Like, for the Rambam, get is nothing like other Shtaros. So it works well according to this blue lungus. For Tosos, maybe get is more like other shtaros. And even though you have another option, but then that's not the nature of a shtar, so it doesn't work. Because it has to be a shtar. Okay, let us move on in the Gemara a little. The Gemara says, Itmar, Hamarvri Diol Gavi Sikra Bish Shabbos. Right? You write black on red on Shabbos. Black on top of red. You're a chayev for kosev and mochek, meaning it is kosev because everyone agrees that black is better than red. Okay, I'm not sure why black is better than red. That's an interesting question. The Rav is convinced that it's a lumdish thing. Black is better than red because black could be used for a safer Torah and red can only be used for secular correspondence, and therefore it's a higher lumdish nature because black can be used for secular books or a safer Torah. Red can only be used for secular books. Therefore, black is a higher form of ksiva than red.
But black also blocks out red.
Okay.
I mean, if you write black on red, you only see black.
Okay.
If you write black, you still see black.
Depends what kind of red you use. It depends how thick the red is. Right? If I use thick paint, black on red, I want red. Okay. Anyway, so that could be why it's considered kosev, because it's a higher level. The simple shot of the word is just that practically a darker shade, or maybe just practically like people People took it more seriously. Okay, so it could be just practically a darker, stronger color, or it could be that it's, you know, alpilumdus, a higher level of ktav. But in any case, we see that dio is considered a higher level than sikra. Therefore, if you write dio on sikra, you are erasing the sikra and writing dio instead at the same time. So you're chayim shem kosev and mochek, and it's even mochek. I'm not lichtov, let's say, because you're writing on top of it. What about dio gabi dio sikra gabi sikra potter? If you write dio gabi dio or the same thing on the same thing on Shabbos, then you're potter because you haven't done anything. Sikra al gabi dio, amri l'chayiv amri l'potter, amri l'chayiv mochiku, right? Some say, so it's clearly not, well, it seems to be clearly not ktiva. There is a das yachid. There is a das yachid who disagrees. I don't know if I put that on the sheet here. The chidushim iksav yad, that's printed like the first half of the Masada of Kof Ritva, that we're not exactly sure who wrote it. He says that no, the mandar chayv shemochek means kosev and mochek. He just says a change of color is so important and significant, whether it's black to red or red to black. A change of color is a good change, therefore you're erasing the old color and writing the new color. That's a das yachid. No one else agrees with that. Yesh omer mechush miksav yad. Everyone says for sure it's not kosev. Why is it for sure not kosev? Because sikra is a worse, a lower level of ksav than dio. So it's for sure not kosev. You're reducing the ktiva, not increasing the ktiva. The question is whether reducing the ktiva is mochek. So amr lechayiv mochek hu. You should be chayiv. You're reducing the ktiva. So that's mochek. Amr lepater mekalkulum. Why does the other man say pater? He says, he might sound like he admits that it's mechika, reducing the level. But since reducing the level is only a kilkul, you're not chayiv in Shabbos for mekalkul. So it sounds like the simple shot. Everyone agrees it's not kotev because you're not adding a higher level of writing. Everyone agrees it's mochek because you are lowering the quality of this writing. However, maybe it's considered metake, maybe it's considered mekalkel, and that seems to be the machlokas. One number says, this metake is lowering the level of the writing, but this is useful for you for some reason because you need it to be this way and you have a plan, and therefore it is chayiv Shabbos. The other one says, mekalkel, no, it is really just making it worse. It's very subtle to figure out what the yisod of that machloket is. Right? Why would you consider it metakin or mekalkel? Chori, they're talking about the same case. So is it better or worse? Obviously, they have some machloket if it had to define better or worse on Shabbos. You know, one can speculate many different ways. No one talks about it here, really, as to what the basis of their machloket is. Before Jake, what?
Rashi defines
mekalkel. It's kim mochek al manat shelo lichtov. Right? It's like erasing stam for no reason. And the other opinion says, kolkach sheri ktovo nicker. So Rashi seems to say, like they're arguing about like whether only a total mekalkel is putter or even a partial mekalkel is putter. Could also say maybe they're arguing whether it's objective kilkel or subjective kilkel. Subjectively, the person might want it. Objectively, they might not. The Rav also discussed it. Okay, but let's leave it at that. You know, we're not going to get too deep in Hilchos Shabbos now. Why?
It might be.
No, but so here, okay, here I admit, you really have to find their black and their red, right? Don't imagine your black and your red. Min hastam, their ink was thicker than your ink, right? Keep in mind, if it's thick enough, a light color will cover the darker color, right? For example, if I have black on my walls and I coat it with a very thick coat of white paint, the white will cover the black, right? So I don't know how thick it was. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know what it came out looking like. Did it just come out looking like red, but red happens to be less chashuv than black? Did it come out looking like some disgusting combination that really did not look nice at all? That depends how thick their red ink was. And I have no idea how thick their red ink. I don't know if anyone knows, but maybe some archaeologist knows. I certainly don't know what it looked like in the end when they wrote red on black. The stomach looked different. But in what way? So I can't really say. So we're going to have to leave it for now. And we're not going to get into the Hilchos Shabbos too much. I'll just point out one interesting point. Tosos is bothered when it asks, what's the Manda Amarus Chayev say? Says Rashi, oh, it's not such a kokol, so you're Chayev. Tosos, the Rasul Mochik, who says, the Choshel Mochik Almanas Lichtov. It's Mochik Almanat Lichtov. The Mestama Omid Lachser Velichtov Alav Bidyo. Because Mestama, you're going to put more black on top of the red that's on top of the black. So it's mochek amanat lichtov.
Yeah.
And he says, and really, it's black on top of red on top of black is much better than just plain black or plain black on top of black, and therefore that manor holds your chayiv. So what's interesting is that Tosos is very bothered by, aren't you only chayiv in mochek amanat lichtov? No. Like, why is it enough to say that it's mocheku and not makalko? Clearly, the manor chayiv said mochek, right? If, you know, here we have manor chayiv, said Mokeku. Manda Amar Potter said Mekalkelu. Okay, Mestama, we can add Mokeku Velav Mekalkelu, right? Because that's the different, you know, that's an easy, you know, that's an easy elucidation, right? The second Manda Amar says Mekalkelu. The first Manda Amar says Mokeku, not Mekalkelu. Tos said, who cares that it's not Mekalkelu? It's not mochik amanas lichtov. Meaning mochik is only chayiv amanas lichtov. Whoever heard of mochik being chayiv, it's not amanas lichtov. So therefore, Tosos says, it's not amanas lichtov, so Tosos invents something, which is a stretch. What does he invent? Oh, of course, the whole point, and then you're going to write with black again over it. It's mochik amanas lichtov, and that's a very good plan for some reason. So this adds Tosos. It's Almanas Lichtov Alav Shodidyo. Because otherwise it's not Almanas. Otherwise it's not Almanas Lichtov in your potter. The question is, what does Rashi respond? Rashi does not say this, right? And neither do many other Rishonim. Right? You'd think Rashi should say this. Rashi doesn't seem to say this. And Rashi just says, it's not Sol Mekalkel. Right? He doesn't say you're going to write with black. I mean, Astam Rashi disagrees with Tosos. Why does Rashi disagree with Tosos? So here, you could... here's the problem. The reason why I don't want to get too deep into Hilchos Shabbos here is because basically any of these Hilchos Shabbos points in these few lines here, there's no proof at all as to what the Yisod of the Machlokas is or what the Svar is, and you just make up whatever you want and not be very satisfying. If I'm learning Hilchos Shabbos, Masechet Shabbos, and I have a Chakira, and I say, you know, perhaps that'll tie into here, because that's one way of reading our sugya. But you can't really know how to read our sugya. There's not enough information. But I'll just point out, what does Rashi say? What would Rashi say? After all, it's not Almanas Lichtov. How can it be an Adar Chayiv? It's not Almanas Lichtov. What would Rashi say back? All right, so Rashi, the Stam disagrees with Tosos. Everyone disagrees with Tosos. Come on, Tosos is not in the Gemara. That you're then going to go right with black on it? What's the other option, right? So what about, right? Kasha al Rashi, Vishar Rishonim, who are all didn't write what Tosos wrote, right? It's a stimas Rashi, right? He didn't write, you're going to go back and write again. But that's a pretty strong stimas Rashi. Like, he didn't write it, and no one would ever think that, and it's not in the Sugya at all. Eich efshar lechayav. In Eino Almanas Lichtov. So, what's the answer? How do you defend Rashi?
It is Almanas.
Because?
The red is
Gittu. Ah, yeah! Gittu is It's Almanas Lichtov the red. Now, here it gets a little tricky because you're not chayiv for Kosev on the red. Right? Okay, it could be Almanas Lichtov even if it's not a real ketiva. That's one option. One option is. The truth is, the footnotes on the Tosas Rush gave this option. I don't have like a famous Achron to quote. So one answer is that it is Almanas Lichtov because you're writing in Sikra on it. Okay, the Chiddush is, even though that's not real Kosev, but it's enough for Almanas Lichtov. Is a different standard than real Kosev. Almanas Lichtov means Almanas do some ksiva even if it's not a real ksiva. Okay, you have to then finesse that somehow. Okay, there are possibilities there, but I think we won't go deeper than that. Okay, correct. Afal pi she'eino chayov mishom kosev al ksiva zo. Even though it's an inferior ksiva, nonetheless, enough for amanas lechtov.
Wouldn't you have it? You erase planning to write, but you don't write. You're okay, amanas lechtov, but in the end, you don't write. Aren't you high on the mechika?
Yes.
Okay, that's what this is.
Okay. But here it's alman. Your intention is to write something you wouldn't be chayav on. Your case, you're intending to write something you wouldn't be chayav on. But, okay. The other possibility is, and this is what the Avnei Nezer says that I put in brackets, the Avnei Nezer declares a very famous hakira in Masechet Shabbos, and is totally in on the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in our sukkah. Although, in two different places. One place he happens to mention Rashi, the other place he happens to mention Tosfos. He doesn't like put it together. But, says the Avnei Nezer,
did you put the Avnei Nezer on this?
Yeah, we got it.
What?
Yeah.
Is it here?
Yeah.
On Morty's thing? No, of course the Masefta, everything's in the Masefta. Okay, then you'll take my word for it. Says the Avnei Nezer,
you know what? It says in the Mishnah and Shabbos a few things, right? That Mochek is Chayav al Manas Lechtov, right? Korea is Chayav al Manas Litpar. Matu is chayav amanas likshur, etc., etc. Soser amanas livnos. Yes, lachkor in all the almanas of us lalacha. The truth is there might be difference because some of them are more explicit in the Mishnah and some of them are only explicit in the Gemara. So, but yes, lachkor in the almanas lachos. Isn't that the fundamental gedder of the malacha is only almanas? Meaning it's only called mochek. It's only called an amalacha mochek zalmanas lechtov. Or no, the fundamental gedder is just mochek. The reason it says amanas lechtov is because otherwise it would be mekalkel. Meaning, mochek shalom amanas lechtov, is it not mochek? Or is it mochek be mekalkel? Is the av malacha mochek amanas lechtov? And without that, it's just not the av malacha, it's just blowing your nose. Or no, the av malacha is mochek. But since it can't be mekalkel, it has to be amanas lechtov, because mechika is generally kilkel. There are many, many nafkaminas to this, as you can... As you can certainly imagine, you know, basically after me is what if it's not almanas but it's still a big tikkun? So the Avnei Nezer says this is machlokes between Rashi and Tosos. He says no. Rashi holds that the malacha is just mochik. And almanas lechtov is lav davka, just means that it shouldn't be makalkel. That's all it means. You don't really need mochek almanas lechtov. It's just an example of saying it shouldn't be makalkel. You don't really need korei almanas litpar. It's just an example of saying that it shouldn't be. That it shouldn't be mekalkel. Again, the nafkamina is there are lots of ways of doing these malachas that are not almanas, the normal thing, but are still a tikkun. So says the Avnei Nezer, that's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says you have to stick in an almanas lechtov because the geder is almanas lechtov. Rashi, one way say Rashi also sticks in almanas lechtov just stealthily. The other out of this, the Rashi does not require almanas lechtov. Oh, it says almanas lechtov. That just means it shouldn't be mekalkel. One example of not being mekalkel is almanas lechtov, but there are other examples also, and I think that's Meduik in our Rashi, because what does Rashi say? In the beginning of the Rashi, mekalkel, mekalkel hu v'havale kemochek amnas lechtov. Mekalkel is like mochek without almanas lechtov. What does Rashi say? He should have said, blowing your nose is like mochek shal almanas lechtov. Meaning, if mochek shal almanas lechtov was just not a malacha, then he shouldn't compare it to Mekalkel. What do you say? Mekalkel is like Amanas Lechtov, meaning Amanas Lechtov is an example of Mekalkel. So I think there's Meduyak in Rashi here. Meduyak, the Lashon Rashi. Because when Rashi wants to define Mekalkel, he says, oh yeah, Mochek Shalom Amanas Lechtov, that's Mekalkel. Implying that it's not e-mechika. It's not not mechika, it's just mechika mekokol, which would be that side of the Amdini Yisus Chakira. Okay, I think it's all the Hilchah Shabbos we're going to do for now. But that's an important Chakira in Hilchah Shabbos. We always have to remember whenever we get to any of these funny malachos.
The Rashi with Kol Kah, it seems like he's saying that it's not Boolean. And once you allow for non-Booleanness in these kind of halachas, you can apply it in Mechika, you can apply it in Kasiba, you can apply it in...
Okay, so that Rashi, that's what I said, it was very tricky. Rashi says it's not Mechalkol Kol Kah, it's Chayiv and Shabbos. What does that mean? What does Rashi mean it's not Mechalkol Kah? That's Mechalkol. One man never says it's Mechalko. The other says it's not so Mechalko. What does it mean? If it's only Mechalko 50 cents, that's Mechalkos? Clearly not. I think what Rashi must mean here is that it's not a quantitative kokach, but a qualitative kokach. One man number says, if on the whole it is Mechalkel, you are potter. The other man number says, no. If it has a chesronot v'yitronot, even though the chesronot outweigh the yitronot, but it's not Mechalkel kokach, so it has chesronot v'yitronot. So I think that's really the etzem ha-machlokes. Do you look at the rabbis? Other things say, do you say, b'mechlol is Mechalkel potter, or do you say chesronot v'yitronot? And there's more chesronot than yitronot, but it's not Mechalkel kokach, so it has some good things about it as well. Okay, but again, I think we'll leave Hilchah Shabbos now and continue in Hilchah Skittim. So let's read a little more in the Gemara. By Minei Reish Lakish Mir Rabbi Yochanan Edim She'im Yodim Lachtom Mahu She'yit V'lem B'Sikra V'Yachtimu. Edim who don't know how to sign their names. So what do? So maybe you could write in red. You write their names in red, and they'll trace over their names in black. And since red on top of black, we learned, was ksiva, therefore they've written their names, and then it's okay. Black on top of red is ksiva. Ksav, elyon, ksav, and ksav. Is the top ksav considered ksav or not?
I don't understand the whole thing. People are supposed to sign so you can even claim their chasima.
Okay.
It's not their signature.
Fine. So you're not supposed to point that out yet, but that is a good ha'ara. I would say two possible. Let's get to that. Okay, Amrle Enuksav. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't count. Amrle V'alolimetana Rabbeinu Ksav Enuksav on Shabbos. We just said Joel Gabi Sikras Chayiv on Shabbos. So if it's Chayiv on Shabbos, how can you say it's not Ksav over here? Amrle V'chim Tnei Anu Medamin Nase Maisa. Just because we imagine, right? Let's say Medamin means imagine, or you know. We should do a ma'isa. I mean, just because we think it's Chayiv on Shabbos, should we actually do a ma'isa lahakel to be machshir the get? Meaning, what does the maskana of this gemara sound like? According to Rashi, what does the maskana of this gemara sound like? It sounds like, what's the din of Diol Gabi Sekra? Is it kosev or not? Suffik. We think it's kosev, but we're still masuffik. And therefore, when we said Chayiv on Shabbos, we meant probably Chayiv on Shabbos. But we're not sure. So therefore, on Shabbos, you're probably Chayiv. And on get, it's a suffix, so we're not allowed to get. What's an afkamina? What if someone actually did it on Shabbos? Would they bring a karbon?
No,
because the suffix chul Shabbos is. Suffix chul Shabbos, suffix chul mazara. Shebi al tasa also. They wouldn't bring a karbon, which is exactly what Rashi says here, that you wouldn't bring a karbon. That seems to be the simple maskana of this Gemara. Meisha on a medamin, nase mase. The answer is suffik. Who does not agree with Rashi?
The Rambam.
Because what is the Rambam paskin in Hilchah Shabbos? He paskins chayiv. Chayiv means you bring a karbon. If you bring a karbon, that means there's no suffik. He goes chul and bazar, isn't it? In the nesu doraisa, right? If it was suffik, you wouldn't let you bring a karbon into a possible nesu doraisa. So they point out. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi. He says it's Vadai Chayiv on Shabbos. And what does he say in Hilchas Gittin? The truth is, he doesn't say much in Hilchas Gittin. He just says if the Edom don't know how to sign their names, he gives other suggestions what to do, write with disappearing ink, write with apple juice, etc. He doesn't say write with red, which means he agrees with Maskana the Gemara. He doesn't say something Vada, etc. But the point is, there's clearly a stira. For the Rambam, it's Vada Chayiv on Shabbos, and it's no good in Gittin. So, the Rav and lots of Achronim suggest that what word might the Rambam translate differently, perhaps? Medamin. What else can Medamin mean?
Compare.
Just because you compare Shabbos to Gittin, are you going to do a Maisa? No, you should not be comparing things that are not necessarily comparable. Right? So perhaps, now again, whether or not the Rambam translated the word medamin differently is not important. Clearly read the maskana differently. Right? Meaning, because medamin means imagine and say the same thing. Just because you imagine get is the same as Shabbos, that's not true. Right? But clearly there are two different maskanas. Maskana of bechim ipnei she'anu medamin naase maisa, says Rashi, is that in Shabbos it's suffix siva, and in get it is suffix siva nafkamina, is you shouldn't do that in get. Although I guess if you did it, she'd be suffix regressus, right? And she would be puzzled to psula to a coin. And on Shabbos you shouldn't do it, but if you do it, don't bring it to carbon. Says the Rambam very clearly, on Shabbos it is vadai ksiva, because you even bring a carbon in get. He doesn't say, it might be fair to assume that it's a vadai, not ksiva, or we're something about it, right? But clearly there's a big difference, right? Either vadai, eino ksiva, or suffix ksiva, right? He doesn't say. But it doesn't matter. Either way, the point is for Rashi, we're not sure of what we said earlier. For the Rambam, we're sure of what we said earlier. We just don't think you can make the comparison, right? So for Rashi, it's that we're retracting what we said earlier and saying we thought so, but we didn't mean it for sure. That we imagine, but we're not sure. For the Rambam, we're sticking with our guns, what we said earlier. But we are denying the sushtel, the extrapolation, from Shabbos to Gittin. So for Rashi, it is a retraction of Hilchos Shabbos. And for the Rambam, it is a rejection of the comparison of Shabbos and Get. Okay, the Sor for the Rashi, is they're just misopic. Whether Diol Gabi Sikra counts as Kosev or not. On the one hand, Diol was a stronger ink, either philosophically or practically, than red. On the other hand, ink is ink. Writing is writing. Who cares about the color? For the Rambam, there's a difference between Shabbos and Gittin. What is the difference between Shabbos and Gittin, anyone? What is the difference between Shabbos and Gittin? Why is there a difference between Shabbos and Gittin? So here, you could, of course, say one of two ways. If there's a difference between Shabbos and Gittin, you could answer it by pointing out something about Shabbos or by pointing out something about Gittin, right? That's what Reluchtzi would say here. So, okay, so fine. So, the Rav actually in two different places took these two different ways. In one place, the Rav says, no, maybe it's something unique about Shabbos. What could be unique about Shabbos? Mm-hmm. Shabbos could be the idea of Meleches Machsheves. Now, here's the funny thing. Meleches Machsheves usually in Shas means you're less chayiv on Shabbos. Right. It's a cool on Shabbos. You think you're chayiv on Shabbos? No, it's not so professional. It's not Meleches Machsheves, you're potter. But sometimes Meleches Machsheves is a chumrah in Shabbos, right? The only place Mefurish in Shas, I think, is Bava Kama Daf Samach Amar Aleph, right? We're talking about Zohar V'ruach V'sayato. If on Shabbos I winnow and the wind helps me, I'm chayiv. If, according to Rav Ashi, which seems to be the Maskana, the way the Rambam paskins, in Nezikin, I have a coal and the wind, what does it do? What do you do with bellows to coals?
Milabed.
Yeah, milabed. What's the English word for that? Okay, there's an English word for it. If I have a coal and the wind makes it flame and then it goes and damages something, I am potter. Why? Because on Shabbos, Melech Machsheves, Asra Torah. So we see somebody, Melech Machsheves, you're chayiv on Shabbos even if you haven't really done a regular normal action? Because, nonetheless, this could be a professional kind of action, even if it's not a full action by the normal getter of the word. So one way is, right, what's the difference? So one way is, and this is what the Rav says, I think enough tests, so I'm not mixing it up, is that Shabbos is unique. What do we mean? We mean it's not really ksiva. It's not really ksiva, right? Really, it's not really ksiva, or suffix, whether it's really ksiva, right? We're not sure if we're suffix or sure. But you're chayev on Shabbos because of
Meleches Machsheves, and what do I mean for that? Let me give you an example. One of the Avos Melachos on Shabbos, Avos Melacha on Shabbos is laundering. Right? Let's say washing things, right? So let's say something's already washed and it's clean, and I wring out the water. Am I really washing it? No. But you know what? It's something which enhances the process. And perhaps through Meleches Machsheves, that's also part of the Melacha. Let's say, according to the Rambam, okay, this is a big lumbus, and here I'm going against Rav Moshe. That's why I have a Chazanish on my side. Let's say I cook something on Shabbos that's fully cooked, and then I stir it while it's on the fire. Right? Familiar with this from everyday halacha? Are you allowed to stir when it's on the fire? No. As a matter of fact, we don't even scoop it out when it's on the fire. Right? Let's say I stir it when it's on the fire. The Rambam says I'm chayev on Shabbos for bishul. I'm not actually cooking it. It's fully cooked. Ain bishul achar bishul. But I'm not as raised the bishul. It's already cooked. Ain bishul achar bishul. Halas. This is already cooked. I can take it off the fire, put it in the fridge, put it back on the fire, and I won't be chayiv on Shabbos because it's already cooked. And if I stir it, I am chayiv. I'm not chayiv some cooking. Chayiv is part of the professional cooking process is that after something's cooked, you stir it so that it doesn't burn, so that for whatever reason, I'm not a cook. I don't know why cooks do things, but I've seen them do it. The Meleches Machsheves says there are things that are professional enhancements that even if they're not a maaseh gomer, a chayiv and Shabbos because they're helpful towards creating the result that you want. So it could be that that's what he means here by Meleches Machsheves. It's not really kosev. However, it is something which is useful for someone who's kosev who might need to do sometimes, and therefore it is a professional thing which is done when people are kosev, therefore that could be good enough, like many other things the Rambam says are, and not only the Rambam, are not actually the Maisa, but they're close enough that you're chai from Meleches Machsheves. So that's one, chai because of Meleches Machsheves, that's one possibility. The other possibility, and this is both in the Rav, is of course that, no, that get is unique. I wouldn't necessarily say get is unique, but I might go a little further and say that Chatimat get, or at least Chatimat Edim is unique. Unique is going a little far. Why? Meaning, it really is Ketiva. But, Morty will tell me, really is Ketiva. Dio Agave Sikra is Kotev. Right? Dio Agave Sikra is Kotev. But, it's still possible for Edim to sign. Why is it possible for Edim to sign? Because it's kotev, but it's, and here we'll see, you can see this in different ways, but Morty would say, it's kotev. Yes, it really is kotev, Joel Gabi Sikra, that's right, Chayv and Shabbos. But it's puzzle for Edom to sign because it's not, they are signing, or they are writing their names. You don't deny they're writing their names. They are writing their names. But it's not their signature. Right, but it's not their signature. As the Rav says, Yiksav miyuchat shalev is not their signature. The taka they are doing, they're doing a maisa of ktivat shmotehen. But edim hor kotev shmotehen is not the same as edim hor chotev. Right? Now, there's another way to say this as well. We'll stick it for now. Really, it's kotev, but it's not their signature. The assumption is, we're making two assumptions. One, the assumption that b'mtzias, it's not their signature. Not a crazy assumption. It's an assumption because you could have read the Gemara, and some Rishonim do, that really what we do is we take their names in broad, no, that's later, in broad strokes, but it's like that. We make very broad strokes of red of their names, or just a bare outline, and then with black, they really write in their own style based more or less on the red. So you could say, they do make their own signatures more or less based on the red, you know, like we make wide red and they choose how to circle within it, but it's fair, Morty will say, no, that's not what it sounds like.
They don't have a signature.
Okay, they don't have a signature, right? As the Meir says, Navchaf, it's not Ksav HaEfsher LeHiskayim. Very confusingly, he doesn't mean this Kayim in the Mishnah, that lasts permanently. He means Kiyum Shtaros. You can't authenticate the signatures because, right? Okay, so it's not their signature, and therefore it's a specific problem here. So either don't be Medama Ksiv HaShabbos, or don't be Medama Ksiv HaGet, right? One of them is the real Ksiva. The other is, what's the Nafgamina of these two ways of reading the Rambam? And here the Rav has an opinion in one place, but it's not Mefurs. Nafgamina of these two ways of reading the Rambam is, what about Ketivat HaSofer Beget? The Sofer doesn't need a signature, does he? just needs to be written, right? Sofer doesn't need a signature. Can the sofer write Dior Gavi Sikra? What if the sofer accidentally wrote a word in red? An important word, right? Hariat Muteras Lechol Adam in red. Can he write it over in black? If you took the first approach, it's not really ksiva, right? Nafkamina, the Rav doesn't, I mean, the Rav implies this. Nafkamina between these two approaches is, what about ktivat sofer beget? If you took the first approach, then Dio al Gabi Sikra is puzzle. Because it's not kosev. It might be melech macheves. You can be chayev for non-kosev on Shabbos because you're still doing something useful, which a professional might do all kinds of weird things. But it's not ksiva. If you take the second approach, then you would say that Dio al Gabi Sikra is kosher. It's perfectly good ksiva. It's just not their signature. But you don't need a unique signature of the sofer and a gad. It just needs to have the words there. Just someone needs to write. So that would be enough, Gamino.
Maybe it's like a Sefer Torah. It has to be because of his writing.
So the Rav in that piece wants to make Chidushim. Sefer Torah needs to be a personal signature. And from there, you can go all kinds of nice drush, etc. But that's not the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot, we need the personal imprint of the sofer on the get. No way! Yeah, exactly! And being a good shliach means you don't put your personal imprint. I'm not hiring you as a shliach. When I hire an executive assistant, don't bother to apply for the job.
It's not the same shliachos like Truma. Go back to the rabbi. Okay. He has to be from Koma Bali.
I'm not impressed. Joel wants to say, no, he needs to put his personal imprint on to get us the sofa. He's from Koma Bali. No, it's not his wife. He's not the one who's married. There's no personal imprint. He's writing down what the message of the Baal. I disagree entirely.
How come the Rav was very adamant about how come the difference between the Baal, the Shliach of Truma, if the Baal dies, he can still be Mafish Truma.
No, I think exactly the opposite. The Shliach of Truma has some independent power. The Shliach of the Get has no independence, and therefore he's telling the Baal.
The Rav says.
All right. Enough. We can debate it later, but I really think it's backwards. Okay, Viker. So this is very important. Two ways of reading this line in the Gemara. Let's read a little more in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, and here's the confusing part, and then we'll get to start our shiur soon. Itmar. Edim shein yodim lachdom. Edim don't know how to sign. What do you do for them? Rav amar mekarim l'nir chalak. You tear for them blank paper. We won't define that yet. And then they write ink inside the tear, whatever that means. Shmuel says, no, you write for them with lead, and then they trace over it. How can lead be any good? I mean, whether or not lead is better or worse than Dio, we know Dio Agave Sikra is no good, right? Any ink on top of any decent ink is no good. So, Avar, how can you say Avar is Vatayrachia because of Avar Shechon Shechon Kasher? Avar counts as Ksiva. And we know Ksav Gavik Sav, even if different colors, even if a better color, is possible in Get Lamaisa. So, Lo Kasher, no problem. Haba Avra, Ha Bimaya Da Avra. No, there's two different things called lead. There's lead and there's lead water, meaning a lead that was dissolved in water, right? There's a piece of lead, by the way. I don't know if any of us are old enough to know. What do you call a piece of lead that you write with? A pencil, right? A lead pencil. I'm pretty sure you can't buy a lead pencil nowadays because at a certain point they discovered that lead causes brain damage. What?
It was always graphite. They thought it was lead.
Oh, okay, the Seder. But in any case, you could make a lead pencil. Well, obviously, once upon a time they had lead pencils because you write with a piece of lead, right? So you could write with a piece of lead like our pencils. Basically, it's a pencil versus a pen, right? Avra is a pencil. You write with a piece of lead. Mayover is a pen. You have a liquid ink which is made of dissolved lead, and you write with it. One of them is considered kosev, therefore it's kosher. The other is not considered kosev, therefore you can do it, and you haven't written anything, and the Edom can write over it. The question, just like some of the examples later on, right? Rabbi Yavor may milin and baroque. You use saliva. You use all kinds of temporary things, and then the Edom write over it, and that's okay. Why that's okay, we'll get back to it. Morty's going to say, why is that okay? It's not their signature. So, okay, maybe we see it's not so posh at this far if not their signature, right? Not so posh it, meaning, why is it not so posh it, this svara? Because, sarech ion mi de kosvin lahen be me milin uverok. right? So it could be that you don't really need their personal signature. So that's going to need some eon. Okay, we'll have to get back to that eon. Now, but we'll have to, you know, the question is there room for some sort of 2.1 that will address that objection, right? Because Morty's now stuck. He says something that makes perfect sense. I mean, it makes perfect sense. How can you write with red and the trace over in black? Of course that's possible. It's not their signature. But everyone seems to be happy with writing with saliva and they'll trace over, and writing with Mamelin, which is disappearing ink, and they'll trace over, and just permanently disappearing ink, or with Avar or Maya de Avar, and they'll trace over. So maybe it's not so posh this thing about personal signature. It's weird, but Morty has a kash on him. Okay, we'll leave that for now, and we'll leave this blank for now. Avar and May Avar, here's the basic question, right? And then we'll get to the shir. Avar and May Avar, right? Maya de Avar is May Avar. Right? Which is kosher, which is pasul? What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, Avar is pasul, May Avar is kosher. Who disagrees with him? A lot of people, but you might have only seen the most famous person, the Tosfos Rid. Right? Says the Rid the other way around. This is kosher, and this is pasul. Lots of Rishonim hold on both sides. There's no point just making lists. How does the Rambam hold? The Rambam only says Avar is kosher. He only says Avar is kosher. What does the Rambam mean? There are more than two ways of interpreting the Rambam, but I think there are only two mainstream ways of interpreting the Rambam. The Rambam says Avar is kosher. So, how would you read the Rambam? He says Avar is kosher. He doesn't quote anything else. How might you read the Rambam? What? That what?
All types of Avar, right?
Okay, so the Rambam, Lefi the Kesef Mishnah, says they're both kosher. The Rambam wrote generally. It's against our Gemara. It says our Gemara was only defending Shmuel. We don't hold like Shmuel, right? Meaning, what's the Svara? Right? Kaimalan delo kishmuel. Meaning, Shmuel meant either one of these things. Okay. But we don't hold like Shmuel. Okay, that's a matter of Psak. That's not a matter of Perish. Meaning, the Rambam has to admit that Shmuel meant either Rashi or the Rit. Right? It could be the Rambam. Paskin's not like Shmuel, that it's all kosher. Or, I think the Lechemish is very reasonable. The Rambam said Avar is kosher. Avar means Avar. Right? The Rambam is not like the Gemara talking in code. The Rambam is trying to talk straight. So maybe, Lefi the Lechemishna, the Rambam said Avar is kosher. So Avar is kosher. He never said may over is pasul. He doesn't have to say everything that's pasul, right? He didn't say it was kosher, so it's pasul. Okay, so we're not sure how the Rambam, whether the Rambam paskin like Shmuel like the Rid, or the Rambam paskin against Shmuel, and we have no idea what he thinks Shmuel means, but lemais, there are two pshatim in Shmuel. Okay, what's the svara? What's the svara for the two pshatim in Shmuel? So what does the Rid say the svara is? What's the svara? According to the Rid, he says the svara, doesn't he? Why is lead pencil considered kosave and a lead ink not considered kosave, and therefore the lead pencil is kosher to write with, the lead ink is kosher to write and have the Edom trace over because you haven't written anything. What's the svar of the Rid? No lumdas here?
It's Miskayim.
He says a lead pencil, right? Is a lead pencil Miskayim? I've never had a lead pencil again. You know, try to avoid all these things nowadays. But one would assume that if our pencils are called lead pencils, it's because once upon a time someone used a lead pencil, and if once upon a time someone used a lead pencil instead of graphite, mustomet worked, right? Not so crazy, right? So therefore, it's possible. There's miskayim. Yeah, if you write with lead, that's miskayim. What if you write with ink made of dissolved lead? I have no idea. I've never seen anyone do that in my life, but it could very well be. We should really do the experiments, right? This is Chaim Soloveitchik's shir, not mine. He would kick you out for not having dissolved lead at home and trying to write with it. That's right. It's really a generational thing whether you laugh here or not. It's Rachmanis on those who missed out. Yes. Okay, Eino Miskayim. Okay, that's the Rid, and I'll talk about it. So let's see us. Question is, what's Pshan and Rashi? Right? So Rashi never says his Svara. And here, by the way, interestingly, Rashi in Shabbos actually sounds like the Rid. He says, what's the Avar that's kosher? He says, what's the Avar that's kosher? And he seems to say that it's the Avar itself that's kosher.
Okay. But Rashi here, nonetheless, let's say Rashi didn't, is very clear, because Rashi Shabbos does not sound that way. Okay, it's always hard to tell. Is Rashi just interpreting according to the pshat there and not being medayik, or does he have a different sheet there and change his mind? But what's the svar of Rashi? And here, I wish I had a good lumdus here. Because what's the svar of Rashi? So the Rid says, the svar of Rashi, because the word kosev means only with ink. It's only called kosev with ink. Va'ani kosev ala sefer bidyo, right? Baruch says to which king? To Tzidkiyahu?
No,
Yo-Yo Kim. To Yo-Yo Kim, of course, Yo-Yo Kim, he burnt the Megillah. Baruch says to Yo-Yo Kim, Va'ani kosev ala sefer bidyo. So we know not everything needs sefer and dyo, right? Meaning you don't need cloth and black ink. But we see the pa'ula of kosev is that there's a surface and an ink. I mean, no one says the word kosev requires sefer and dyo. It's called Dovra Miskayim and even Karen Shalpara. That's clear. You don't need our sefer Torah cloth and our sefer Torah ink. But we see the pa'ula of kosev is applying ink to a surface. So, meaning pen versus pencil. The pa'ula of kosev is using a pen. A pencil is not called the pa'ula of kosev. That's how the Rin understands Rashi. That's a simple pshat. So, maybe Rashi holds that that ink equals kosev, but pencil unequals, right, is not called kosev. That's a big chiddush, right? If you use a pen, you're doing kosev. If you use a pencil, you're not doing kosev. That is a tremendous chiddush if Rashi holds that. And the Rid says, but Rashi's dead wrong, because it says one daf later in our perek that you can etch a get into a piece of metal and give it to her. Etching is not ink, and yet it's kosev, right? Chakak, chakika is ksiva, and therefore, since chakika is ksiva, therefore that shows that kosev just means getting the information onto the paper. And therefore he says Rashi's dead wrong.
Permanently,
correct. How do we defend Rashi? Meaning, he seems to have a good point. You can't say ksiva only means ink, because that's against the Gemara later on, which says you can etch it in, chakika. No. Has to be chakirechos, not chotochos. You have to etch the letters, not etch around the letters, but if you etch the letters, that is perfectly fine. So here, I thought maybe you could say that Rashi really is not because of the getter of ksiva, it's just because of miskayim. And he thinks may over is miskayim and over isn't. But then it would be machlokes the metzias min akatsa lakatsa. So, I don't really love that. Can you say he thinks that lead pencil is not miskayim and lead ink is miskayim? I have no idea what the lead ink. The lead pencil is really not miskayim. I don't know. I only use graphite pencils. I never tried lead pencils.
Well, in Brain City, he brings a Moshe Feinstein.
And he says that?
Well, he differentiates and says that a pencil, you easily see how easily it's erased. So, therefore, a pencil is always on the surface. But if it's combined with water, then it goes into the surface.
Aha. That might be a different point. Okay, so that might be a slightly different point. So here I think, here it gets a little tricky with our dyo. It depends how thick the dyo is, right? Meaning our Sefer Torah dyo is so thick that sometimes it sits on the surface. And you can flake it off.
I think also because we're using now very...
Yes, but I'm not going to assume they always use such thick dough. So here, I think that you're saying very well. I think this is unlikely. I think the pshat is that ink is kosev and pencil is not kosev. But then why is etching kosev? Ask the Tosas Rid. So what do you have to do to defend Rashi? This is more nearer. You have to make another box. So, what do you have to say? Here you have ink and etching is kosev. Pencil is not kosev. So, you can't say it's davka ink. So, what do these two have in common? So, I think you could say, I think you could say one of two things. He accuses Rashi of saying that etching is also not kosev, and that's how he explains later. That's explained that we etch it in. Well, that's not mocha. I think you have to say one of two things. Either what the Rav says, well,
One of three things. What does Rav Moshe Feinstein say? That's a nice svara. I didn't know it was Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, Shkaya, let's go to the Masefta here. Yes. The simple shot could be, there's a big difference. When you write with ink, it goes into the cloth. It goes into the surface.
Yes. So hard to erase.
When you etch, it goes into the surface. That's why it's so hard to erase. When you write with pencil, it goes on the surface, not into the surface. It could be that's only called kosei if it goes in, not if it goes on, and therefore ink. Again, let's assume their ink was not so thick that it stood on the surface, right? We have no idea exactly what their ink looked like. Ink, ink and etching are in the surface. So here, one shot is, this is in the paper. I'm using paper, doesn't have to be paper. Well, this is only on the paper. Maybe the chiddush is what's on is not kosev, only what's in is kosev. Okay, then, you know, we'll give a nice drasha and say, every Jew has to write a Sefer Torah. What is writing a Sefer Torah? The Rav says every Yid is a Sefer Torah. You have to put the Torah in yourself, not just on yourself. Okay, but not for today.
Those who say that Mezuzah, which is Mashuach, because the Yod sits on the seed.
Would then be possible according to this pshat. According to this pshat, right, Mashuach, they have some very cheap stams are often, they coat the parchment, the cloth, and then write on it, because it makes it quicker and easier to write, so you can produce it cheaper.
Yeah. The main, smaller.
The main disadvantage is, practically, it cracks. It doesn't last as long, because it's not in. According to this shot in Rashi, it could be, it's not just a practical disadvantage, it doesn't last as long, because it's not in. It could be, it's not even, because in the first place, it's not in. Okay, so, meaning we don't pass like this shot in Rashi. I don't know if that's the context of the Ramosha. I have to check it out. One, you can say it's between being in paper and being on paper. The other possibility is that you could say that it's a matter of gzeiras hakasev. On the one hand, the Torah says, v'ani kosev al sefer b'dyo, not the Torah, the Tanakh. It never says the word ksiva about pencil. But does it ever say the word ksiva about etching? Does it ever call etching ksiva in the Torah? Anyone ever read the Torah? What? Luchot HaBrit, correct. And, I mean, more than one place. Well, that we don't know what it means. But how about the... What? No, that's not in the Torah. That's how about the tzitz? V'chatavta alav mechtav pituchei chotam kodesh l'Hashem. That's the most explicit. Pituchei chotam. Your chotam means you're engraving in it, and it says mechtav pituchei chosam. It says engraving into something. Well, ksiva. That's the most explicit. You don't need the luchos. Here, it's all in the same phrase. So you could say that here, the Torah, right, the Tanakh, calls it ksiva. The Tanakh calls two things ksiva. While here, the Tanakh doesn't call it ksiva. Right, so it could be just gzeiras hakasev. We know that ink is kosev. It says jo, but it means the pa'ul of ink. And we know that etching is kosev, because it says in the Chumash. We don't know the pencil is kosev. Maybe it's not called kosev. Which again, there's no steer between these two. They can work together. The Rav says a different possibility. He says, no, kosev has to be the most classic form of writing on this surface. And therefore, says the Rav, if you're writing on paper or parchment, ink is kosev. Because that is the most classic form of kosev on parchment. If you're writing on metal, ink doesn't stick on metal. Therefore, on metal, etching is the most classic form of kosev. And the Nafkamina, he would say, etching onto parchment does not count, the Rav would say. The Rambam said Roshem al Ha'or does count. Okay, that was the Rambam. That's not Rashi, right?
Was the Rambam writing on Shabbos with a pencil?
No.
We're not doing a matter. We're talking about Machayev, right? The Rav might say Machayev Doraisa. Maybe. Well, that depends what Roshem means there. Anyway, so okay, the Rav has a third approach. He says that it's the usual form for the surface. And this is not, right? Okay, nafkamina would be that, we'll see, when you ask, what about etching into parchment? Is that kosev or not? According to, is etching into parchment kosev? The Rid would say, obviously, yes. The first two pshatim in Rashi would say, yes. The Rav's pshat in Rashi, etching in parchment is not kosev.
that would give you the advantage. That's why you can etch, and the Adam will sign over it. Because even though etching in metal is kosev, etching in parchment is not kosev, which is why the Rav said this. And we'll get back to that. That's very clever. A what? Interesting. Correct. According to this shot, clearly it wouldn't work. Right? Even according to this shot, that's not the classic way of writing. Okay. Now, let us begin the shir. So the main topic of our daf is ksav al gabi ksav, right? That's clearly the main topic of these discussions is, what about writing on top of writing? I think we need to get a chance. So our Gemara sounds pretty clear that ksav al gabi ksav is not ksiva. Jo al gabi jo is potter. Sikra al gabi sikra is potter. Sikra al gabi jo might be mochek, but except for one weird yesh omer the chlush miksav yad, it is not kosev. And even Dior Gabe Sikra might or might not be kosev, you know, but is perhaps not kosev. Right? But clearly, the same ink on the same ink is not called kosev. It's not called kosev because even though you did the actions, the manual actions of ksiva, if you don't put any change the color of anything, that's not ksiva. Okay, Tosos already opens up the sugya by asking the stira from Daf Chaf. On Daf Chaf, we read, if you just turn to Daf Chaf, Amar Rav Chisda, get Shekasva Shalol Lishma, Behever Lov Kolmos Lishma. If you accidentally write Shalol Lishma, and then you retrace it in the same color, right? Lishma. Does that count? Does Ksav al Gabi Ksav count or not? Banan Machlokz Rehuda Rabbanan, so Machlokz Rehuda Rabbanan, Tanya, Harisha Yitzarch, Lichtov is a shame in this car, and Lichtov Yehuda Vatav lo hitabo dalet. Luckily. Mahavir Lov Kolmos Kadsho. I mean, unluckily. Right? If you had intended to write Shem Hashem and you had written Yehuda, then it would be no problem. You would just go, I mean, forget the Urim for now. You would just go and erase it and write Shem Hashem. Okay, but let's say, if we assume not like the Urim, you wrote Shem, you were supposed to write Shem Hashem, you intended to write Yehuda and left out the Dalet. So you ended up writing the right word Shem Hashem, but Shalol Lishma, because you were only trying to write Yehuda. So it's possible, because Shem Hashem, Shalol Lishma is possible in a Sefer Torah. So, Marvel of Komos Makacha Dibur Yehuda, Yehuda says no problem. You can just retrace it, Lishman, it counts. So he thinks Ksav al Gabi Ksav counts. The Chomer wa Eina Shem and Amovchar, no, that is not a proper Shem Hashem. The assumption where Gemara seems to be, and we'll leave it at that for now, they don't mean Eina Shem and Amovchar. What are they? They're not saying, oh, it's not the most ideal thing, L'chatchila. We're in a B'diavad case. What they mean is that this Shem Shemayim is puzzle because it's considered Shalol Lishma. So Yehuda says Ksav al Gabi Ksav counts. The Chomer says it doesn't. So likewise in Gittin, Rabbi Yehuda says it counts, Chacham says it doesn't. And that could fit our sugya very well. In our sugya, we assume Ksav al Gabi Ksav didn't count. Fine, because we're the Chachamim, that's the majority opinion. However, Amar of Acha Dilma Lohi, Acha says, no, maybe it's not true. Ad kan lo kamar yorba hasan doing zekeli mevi veleka. No, the Chacham only machred there because in Sefer Torah, you need zekeli vian veyu. And if you retrace it, it's not nice, it's ugly. Aval hacha lo, but over here, by get, there's no problem. Everyone agrees ksav al gabi ksav is ksav. And that's using that's going to Rech Bar Yaakov. There is one weird girsa. I don't mean weird as a value judgment, which is found in the Magid Mishnah here, which we're not going to focus on, but it's just important to know there's such a girsa in this Gemara. The where did I say the Magid Mishnah was? Yes, that's what I thought I said. The Magid Mishnah says something. It's interesting. It depends which version you have. He says, no, Dilma Lohi, maybe the Tanarm only argue when it comes to Sefer Torah. But I get everyone agrees it's puzzle. The opposite of what we have in our Gemara. Because by get Krisus the Inam Veleka. Krisus means the get needs to be purely Krisus. And if the get has two writings, meaning, Sefer Torah, even if Ksav al Gabi Ksav counts, the top one is Lishma, that's good enough. But in Get, even if Ksav al Gabi Ksav counts, the top one is Lishma, but there's still a bottom one which is not Lishma. So it's half Lishma. Half is good enough for Sefer Torah, half is not good enough for a Get, because Krisos needs to be purely Lishma. Interestingly, just a nice tidbit, the little asterisk on the bottom of my Magid Mishnah says, Hachil Gazet Svar Denafshehu. The Magid Mishnah made this up, because it's not in the Gemara. But whoever put this asterisk is wrong. Because in the Chidusha Miksav Yad,
that are in the first half of that Masada Rukuk Ritva that we're not sure who wrote them, he actually has this Girsa in the Gemara. So the Magen Mishnah didn't make it up. The Magen Mishnah with the Talmud of the Rashba, the Chiddush Miksav Yad was the Talmud of the Rashba. They both had this similar Besorah, and they both had this Girsa in the Gemara. Okay, so there's another Girsa in the Gemara which says maybe all Tanakh agrees possible by Get. Because Get Krisos, you need it to be univocal. However, we'll stick with our Girsa. Achbar Yaakov says, everyone agrees Ksav al Gavik Ksav is Ksav for Get. It's just a hit or mitzvah problem for a Sefer Torah. Okay, if you ask, since when does Zekelim Yanvehu Pasul B'dievet? Right? Doesn't the Gemara say in Sukkah that in lieu of, if you don't have an egg and you're not Zekelim Yanvehu, you're still Yotzei? So we're not going to answer that now, but I'll remind you of Rashi in the beginning of Lulav HaGuzzle. It says Lulav HaYavish is Pasul because of Zekelim Yanvehu. Obviously, sometimes Zekelim Yanvehu Pasul B'dievet. Okay, here is the famous question of Tosos and Rishonim. Tosos and all the Rishonim ask this question. Tosos on Ardaf. Tosos asked it on Ardaf. Tosos Rosh asked it over there. The Rabban asked it here. The Rashba and the Meiri ask it there. It's sort of random where to ask it, which is fine. He says, hold on. Our sugya says Ksav al-Gabi Ksav is not Ksav. But on Daf Chofam and Aleph, it says Ksav al-Gabi Ksav is Ksav. Stira. According to Rav Achavar Yaakov, Stira. Okay. And not only that, but how about Gemara and Shabbos? What does it say in the Mishnah and Shabbos? Ksav al-Gabi Ksav is? What does the Mishnah say in Shabbos? Pater, it's not Ksav. And the Gemara says that that's according to the Chachamim. Okay, but according to the Chachamim, right? The Gemara there says that's Chachamim. So by Shabbos it's not Ksav. By Gittin Daf Yotes it's not Ksav. But all of a sudden, by getting daf chaf, it is ksav. Big stira. How do you resolve the stira? What's Tosa's answer to the stira?
Well, it depends. If the ksav elyon is more mitakein.
It depends if the ksav elyon adds something or not. Meaning, why is ksav al gabi ksav not ksav? It's not because you didn't do an action of writing the words. You did. It's because you haven't changed anything. It's not called ksiva if you haven't put anything new there. So says Tosas, that's what Tosas big chiddush. We would think ksav gav ksav is not ksav. You don't put anything new. The definition of anything new is physically new. What's Tosas chiddush? That even if there's nothing physically new, if there's something metaphysically new, right, halachically new, then that counts as ksav. So he says, our Gemara is talking about where the first time was Lishma and the second time was Lishma. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about where the first one was whatever it was and the second was whatever it was, right? And the first one was a book and the second one was a book. The first one's Lishma, the second one's Lishma. Or the first one's not Lishma, the second one's not Lishma. But Davka, the case in Dav Chaf, is where the first time was Shalom Lishma, the second time was Lishma. Since you added Lishma, that's adding something, even though you're adding something invisible. The big Chiddush of Tosfos, that adding something invisible. Everyone agrees if you added something visible, that would be a Ksav. Right? If you add something, right, Dior Gabi Sikra might be Ksav because it adds a better color. So clearly it's such thing as adding something. If you add something good enough, then it would be Ksav. Right? If you add something metaphysical, something invisible, then something legal, I don't know if it's metaphysical, maybe it's legal, something invisible, then that counts as a Chiddush and that makes it Ksav. And that's how Tosos resolves the Stira between here and Daf Chaf. Okay, that leaves him open to a lot of questions. And okay,
I'm glad
we got to start the shiur. We'll have to continue the shiur, Amir Tzashem, next time, and we'll try to get to the bottom of the nature of Ksav al Gabi Ksav, and especially, I think I was tried to be pretty clear, the chatira I want to get into is not just how do you resolve all the stiras between whether Ksav al Gabi Ksav is Ksav here and it's not Ksav there, etc., but if Ksav al Gabi Ksav is Ksav, what makes it Ksav? How do you answer the question of, well, it was there anyway, so what makes it Ksav? So we'll pick up Amir Tzashem next time. We'll be able to finish this year and go on a little more in the Gemara. You'll get the last word, Effie.